This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back in the early days of the pandemic, when we were all afraid to leave our homes and yet still had to eat, grocery delivery businesses, I know you remember this, they filled a critical need. Now, though, the future of that slice of this economy looks a little bit cloudy. The number of Amazon Prime members buying groceries on that site is trending down. That's according to data from CoreSite Research. And a bunch of those ultra-fast delivery startups have filed for bankruptcy of late. And yet, Instacart still does plan to go public. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked at the make-or-break industry that is grocery delivery.
One thing that defined the early days of the pandemic for me was grocery shopping. There was the panic buying before lockdown, or setting an alarm at 2 a.m. to try to get a delivery slot. Shopping trips became special because they marked the passage of time. Arun Sudaram, a retail analyst at CFRA Research, says everything about shopping changed.
And no retailer was really prepared for that, to be honest.
Especially on the delivery side. So big grocers partnered with apps that were already equipped to get stuff to customers quickly.
And now that online grocery shopping is slowing down a little bit, they have a little more time to build out their own infrastructure.
It's why we're seeing an industry shakeup. Walmart, the largest grocery chain, is expanding its in-home delivery service, while Instacart has slashed its valuation by almost 40%. A plus for grocery delivery, some of the early pandemic behavior stuck. Bobby Gibbs, a consumer goods analyst at Oliver Wyman, says people are still eating in more and grocery order sizes are still large. But even though some people have taken to buying milk and bread online, many are going back to stores in person. They feel safe again, and they're worried about inflation.
How do consumers think about the extra cost of delivery as they become more price sensitive?
Supermarkets aren't just worried about inflation. They're also stuck on supply chain problems, especially apps that focus on last-minute orders and promise delivery in 15 minutes or less. Adam Wasensky is the U.S. head of operations at Gorillas.
If we don't have one of the products you need for your dinner tonight, chances are you won't order from us.
Because if you have to run to the store for taco shells, what's the point of ultra-fast delivery? I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.